Okay, Abba Yisrael, we'll try to finish the sugya today of Tume. So let's read through the Ziknei Dorim again. All right, Hashem, we'll read it till the end already. It'll be easier. So again, the Mishnah said that Tomei is pasul. The Gemara says that the Ziknei Dorim came and they said that this is Loi Shonu. The whole halacha that a Tomei pasul's kachim is Loi Shonu Elo Tomei Sheretz. Aval Tomei Meis Mitech Shemeratze B'tzibu Meratze Nami B'yoch. So they said that although the Mishnah paskind that a Tomei Meis, that Tomei period, pasels the korban, it's Mechalal Avoida. It's both not allowed to do Avoida and it's Mechalal Avoida. That's only other Tumas. But Tumas Meis, since it's Meratze B'tzibu, it's also Meratze B'yoch. So even on its face, it's very difficult to understand, as we went through last week. The Shita Mukubetzis, that, what does that mean? It's only B'tzibu, not B'yochid. B'yochid, it's Aser, and it should be Mechal Avoida. Why should there be any distinction between the Iser and the Chilul? Right? There's no Chor, there's no Sorah. Since there's an Iser Tumah by Yochid, by Tzibu you don't have an Iser Tumah. Whether you learn it's Dechuyah, whether you learn it's Utra, you don't have an Iser Tumah by Tzibu. Right? So what's the analogy? That's the Shita Megubetzis question. Shita Megubetzis says, I don't understand what in the Hashmotas, the back of the Gemara. Shita Megubetzis says, Eich lom zikne dom mitzibu liyochid, I itoch it shatari gilsa. Tafke mitzibu v'lo biyochid. Ask the Gemara, so if you're right, tome shechetz nami lezi pikal v'chomit mei meis. So once you're extending the tzibu halochet, and you're saying that since it's Meratze B'tzibu, so who had been by Yochid, that's not, it doesn't passel. So if that's the case, so Doodle extend it to Tomei Sheretz. Make a Kalvachem, at least be Kalvachem to Meimeis. Meimeis, Ton Azor, Bishlishi, Bishvi. Tomei Meis is Chomo. You need Poradume, you need Azor. Still Meratze. Still it's Meratze. Tomei Sheretz and Ton Azor. Ain't it din Shei Meratze. The mechaprim have a din of the miskaprim, meaning just like the bailim by tomei meis are hutra and by tomei sheretz are not, who are din the kohanim. Ma miskaprim tomei meis int mei sheretz loy, af miskaprim tomei meis int mei sheretz loy. That's the Ziknei Dorim svarim. Says they want my kasawi. Kasawi ain't shechtim v'zokan al t'mei sheretz. Then if that's the case, amay le'av v'tzibu v'tum e'nech aname. Then, malashuch, if you hold that a t'mei sheretz can't send his korban as a korban pesach, so take, it should be doich if the tzibu is t'mei sheretz. It should be doich if there too. What's the difference? And if he hold, why? Because kol shebi yochid nidcheh tzibu nami av di v'tum. The getter of what gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni is any time the Yochid is Nidcha to Pesach Sheni, which includes Tomei Sheretz, then the Tzibah does a Betumah. Elo Kasavi, they all Sheikhtim, Taka Sheikhtim, Vizokam al Tomei Sheretz. That's the reason. The reason why it's not Nidcha, because they all you could Taka Sheikhtit. Amo Taka Shlokish Dromoy. So Ula said, Rishlokish Naktov to Dromoy, Chizik Koyach Merube. What's stronger? Mechaprim or miskaprim? Mevi'ei mekoyach ha-miskaprim. Right? Miskaprim are better, because you see, ma b'mokam shenit mubalam b'sheretz, you're telling me, mishalchon korban yiseyem, you tell me, ziknei dorim hold, that you could take a sender korbanos if you're tomei sheretz. Yet a koyin o'evit cannot if he's tomei sheretz. If you look koyin b'sheretz, ain't imaratzim. Mokam shenbalam b'meis, she'ain mishalchon korban yiseyem, ain't a din, she'koyin she'tomei sheretz, ain't imaratzim. So it's inconsistent. Kasavi Ziknei Dorim, Tomei Meis, Nami Mishalei Korban Yisrael. The one says, that can be. How could that be? Basically, you tell me they hold. First of all, you have to tell me that they hold achilas pesachim is not makif. Because zicha tomei mace can't eat the korban pesach. So you have to say that's chiddush. But that's mameila. Machlekes tanoim. That's mameila. But if that's the case for ksivi shishki yatomei, the ganze parsha from pesach sheni is a contradiction with the ziknei dorim. If you tell me the ziknei dorim hold that a tomei mace could send his korban pesach to be shechted and not eat it, so what's pesach? What's pesach sheni? The gemara says in echaname the mitzvah. The guy, according to Ziknei Dorim, the ganze musig, the complete musig of Pesach Sheni, is a lachatchila. Midaraisa takanat, midaraisa takem ikar adin, he could bring meikar din daraisa, he could bring the Pesach rishon, send it, and not eat it, and achilas pesachim is not makev. And it's only a drabonah, the galoche. Not a drabonah, and you have to know what the mitzvah means. Pesach Hashem, the zuchah, the reis, the galoche. But it's only some rishonim hold, you can't even have a lechatchilah with the reis. In other words, it would come out, according to those rishonim, there would be an inyan drabonah to be mekayim Pesach Hashem. Pesach Hashem is a better kol. It's bo b'tahara. It's a better kol. L'chored, in this tzad of the Gemara, the whole idea of Pesach Sheni is not really tashlum in the rishon. Because you can only have a tashlumin, l'chayra, if something happened by the first, you lost the first, right? Here, you can pick l'chat, not only you could, there's an inyan to pick. You don't, that's impossible to have an inyan to pick the tashlum. That'd be like saying you're picking a second mincha. You're picking the daven two minchas instead of one shacht. That doesn't work. About, we're talking about where he can. The Gemara is saying it's only lemitzvah. That means including derech rechayka. If the derech rechayka would be here, that's zicha. Derech rechayka zicha min amedim ulchutz b'shashchit is a pesach. You're right. If that would be the case, that would be the case. But I'm just saying atomei. The whole idea of atomei meis bringing pesach sheni l'chayra according to the ziknei dorim would only be an inyan lemitzvah. And again, the arishonim will hold that lemitzvah. Anytime something is lemitzvah, it's only the rabbon. The Ritva holds like that by hiddur mitzvah. The Ritva in Sukkah holds the whole din of hiddur mitzvah is the rabbon. And his reason is, you can't have a lechatchila by a deraisa. The deraisa is never lechatchila, it's always b'di'evet. The whole musik of b'di'evet, according to the Ritva, is only by the rabbon. So all I'm saying is that it would come out that the ziknei dorim, there's two zmanim to bring a Pesach. Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon could be brought, like Pesach said, I've had a few derech chaykas, so you have no choice. I'm talking about a person's tomei. Where the parasha Pesach Sheni was given? Was given by Avayu Anoshim, Asher Yu Tmeim, Lenefesh Adam. Parasha Pesach Sheni was given for Tmeim. It included the derech chaykas. Would come out a strange thing. You can't learn it's a tashlumin. L'chayre, the only way to learn would be it's a regal b'fnei atzmi. It's a machlekes and psachim. How to learn Pesach Sheni. Do you learn Pesach Sheni is Tashlum in the Rishon? Tashlum in the Rishon means like every Tashlum. I missed it, so the Torah gave me a makeup time. Yeah, that's one way. And the other way to learn is Sheni Regel Bifnei Atzmeim. It's not based on the fact that you missed your Ikar obligation. So now we give you a substitute Zman. It's not the Lomdus. The Lomdus is that there's another Yom Tov called Pesach Sheni. Another Yom Tov for Korban Pesach. And therefore, it's irrelevant of what your status was, Pesach Rishon. So, Moshe, the Gemara brings a chiluk, Katan Shen is Gadol. If a Katan became a Gadol, a Gerushin is Gayer, between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. If you learn it's a Tashlum in Potom. If you learn it's a Regel B'fnei Atzmai. So what I'm trying to tell you is that according to the Ziknei Dorim, the Pesach Rishon is Kosher B'tumah, Tumah Smes. So then you can't learn it's tashlumin. Because there's no such thing as having a tashlumin and bypassing the ikil zman and making a tashlumin. That doesn't work. In fact, laloche, b'derech klal, if you're pesheya, in the ikil chiyuv, you don't even have a tashlumin. But the musik of tashlumin is where you lost the ikil chiyuv, not as a lachatchila. Here the lachatchila is going to be to do a tashlumin. Doesn't work. So all I'm saying is, lachayra, The Achronim don't point this out. I would say, L'chayre, the way our Gemara is going now at this point, that according to the Ziknei Dorim, a Tomei Meis could send his Korbanos. And he's Yoytze Pesach 100%. And Achilas Pesach is not Makiv. So then L'chayre, the Pesach Sheni can't be a Din Tashlum. L'chayre. Unless you say, for Achila, you break it up. L'chayre is one Chayvis Pesach. Either Achila is Makiv, Achila is not Makiv. So that's the way L'chayre you have to learn the Gemara. Says the Gemara, how can you tell me Achilas Pesach is not Makiv? Well, because it's Lefi Yechla. It says, Klar, it's Lefi Yechla. Memele, how can you say it's not Makiv? Like, well, the mitzvah. Fight it as Elbazach. The Gansah Loch is only the mitzvah. And Lekuv Eloi? For Tanya, we learned in the Brais, and Mechzaz Nefoshes. You have to shech the Korban Pesach. The Afka for the people that were appointed, Melamed, Shein HaPesach Nishchat El Mnuyov. Right, shech the Shem Luvi, you shech the Korban Pesach for people that were not appointed, Yochli Kev HaMitzvah, you think you're over on the mitzvah, it's still kosher. Tchamad loy ma tachoysim. So on the kaza. Fiske zarech lum lemnuyim. Zikne do am loy makshi. They al kochach don't make an analogy between achila and minui. Meaning, we paskin shaloy loy chav shaloy lemnuyim is the same halacha. Zikne do am can't hold that way. Omar ravashe v'chile makshi nami yisli pich. Even if they don't make the hekashav a pich. You're telling me to Mesheretz, you could send the Korban L'chatchila. Still, in all coins, you Mesheretz any Meratze, according to the Ziknei Dorim. You tell me you can't, even according to them. Ain't a din to Zichra or coins, you Mesheretz any Meratze. Another kasha. Again, this is the classic Ritzitzitz. Ritzitzitz is be'etza meratza on the korban, not on the oivet and not on the bialim. That's the regular ritzitzitz. Ve'natzitz meratza al tumas aguf of the bala korban. B'ma'i yibter mesheretz al tumas sheretz. Doesn't make sense. You said sheikh v'zorikum al tumas sheretz. El tomi meis, v'toni etzitz meratza. Alminit mu bialim b'meis, ein mishalchim korban ha'iseyem. So how could the Ziknei Dorim say that you could send the korban? Loi. You're right, he did me by the May, so Hanami they could send the carbon according to Ziknei Dorim. Now, he's going to be by the Shinit Mokoy Mishalitz. Yoche, I'm a safe, but Tumas Atahim, it's a Meratz, if you're talking about Tumas Sheretz, there's no such thing as Tumas Tahim. Tumas Tahim is a Tumas that nobody knows about, but the Ever that is not, doesn't pass all the call. And Tumas Atahim is only by Tumas Meis. So you can't tell me the Bryce is talking about Tumas Sheretz. Because if it's talking about Tumas Sheretz, there won't be Tumas Tahim. And the Brisa records Tumas Tahim. Tavchel Emot Tumas Tahim, Elameis Pulvah. Vais the Chois, Lemutei Mai, Lemutei Tumas Tahim, the Sheretz. Loi, Lemut Tumas Tahim, the Sivan, because that's Tumi Yetzim Megufoi. Tane Lame Machom, Akane Maratzim, Akane Maratzim, Hutuloi Tumas Tahim. You see Tumas Tahim, Hutuloi, Docha Bakoyen Kaimina. And here we're talking about Akoyen. So comes out that we're talking about Akoyen Tome, it's Kosha. So to you right, to Rami Bacham Avadei, please, he argues with the Ziknei Dorim. Toshma, the Gemara wants to bring a final raya, v'noso avin es avin ha-kodeshim, that's the Ritzitzitz, v'cheise avin u'noise, which avin is our noise, it can't be pigul, that there's a Ritzitzitz, because it says loyachot. Avoy noise, it can't be Ritzitzitz, arei kvar nema loyachoshev. Ha'in u'noise el avin tumo she'ut l'mechlol ha-betzibu. That it's hut l'mechlol ha-betzibu. My tuma, what tuma are we talking about? Ilay matuma sheretz, it's not ishtari. Ela tumas meis. So you see, klo, that the tzitz is maratze. Laav ki goin shenit mu bayla mameis, al manit mu bayla mameis, mishalchen ko when I say it. But my benozer, it can't be. Because if he's tome, the whole nazirus falls off. V'chiyom asal av meis am rachmona. Ela lo yisei pesach. V'charaya. Lo ilom b'sheretz. You tell me there's no hutra b'tzibur over there? You're right, shame tumah ba'elam. Since it's hutra tumas meis b'tzibur, you could talk and make the hekesh, you could adayik, umayisi avayin kochemin, avayin makdishim loy, my tumah, ilayim b'tumah sheretz, mi yishtari b'tzibur, el olav tumas meis. Avayin kochemin, avayin makdishim loy. Zok tumah loy, we're talking about b'tumah sheretz, l'chayra tumah sheretz, there's no hutra, shame tumah ba'elam. Same you said, shame tumah ba'elam. Okay. So maskana is that we don't paskin like the Ziknei Dorim. We have all these dechias on the Ziknei Dorim. And because of all the tchukim the Kesef Mishnah brings down, we don't paskin like the Ziknei Dorim. But we still have to understand that we don't paskin from the Ziknei Dorim only because of all these brises and the kashas that we have on the Ziknei Dorim. But b'etzim, the svara of Ziknei Dorim is not slugged up in the Gemara. The ikas svara of Ziknei Dorim is not knocked off in the Gemara. In fact, the Kesef Mishnah brings down over here in Yud Beis, he brings down the Ziknei Dorim, and he says that, again, the only reason that Behemoth the Sfar is there, the only reason is because of the Pircha that we have on the Ziknei Dorim. Like the Mishnah says the same, Perek Vav in Hilchos Korban Pesach. So we had a bunch of kashas on the Ziknei Dorim. No matter how we learned the Ziknei Dorim, we had a bunch of kashas on it. First of all, the main kashas is Shittim Kobetz's kashas. Shittim kasha is that what's the shay? How could Ziknei Dorim learn Yochid from Tzibur? It's Mikra Dedina Percha. The Torah was not matter Tumah by Yochid. Not only the Torah was not matter Tumah by Yochid, the Chazanish and the Priskerov and Yibadl Chaim Tev and Rav Steinemann, they all say that Avad and Ziknei Dorim agree that a Tomei Meis that did avoid in Beis HaMikdash is Chayv Misa. Priskerov says, L'choyr is Chayiv Misa. Chaznish says, Avadi is Chayiv Misa. He's a regular Tomei, who's not allowed to do Avoida. It's not like a Tumas Tzibur. Tzibur is a whole different story. Tzibur, even the Kohen Tomei is allowed to do Avoida. Right? Even if Roiv Kehanim Atomei, the Tzibur is Tah, Kohen can do Avoida. So the whole lumdus of the Ziknei Dorim doesn't seem to hold water. Because their whole energy is coming from the Kom Yochid. For the Kom Tzibur, and that doesn't apply to Yochid. And that's why all the Rishonim Val Farayin, different Tzirufim. The problem is once you throw in different Tzirufim, so the Lomdus doesn't work. In other words, the Tziruf they throw in is Ritzitzitz. Yeah, but Ritzitzitz is not how it works by Tzibur. By Tzibur, Ritzitzitz is not what's doing it. It's Tzibur. You don't need Ritzitzitz. Right, so it's not the active ingredient by Tzibur Ritzitzitz. Number one. Number two, the Briskerov wants to say a big Chiddush, very big Chiddush. Briskerov wants to say that maybe the Ziknei Dorim hold Tuma D'chuyah B'Tzibur. So he wants to say to Briskerov, maybe, again, to be showing him clear, Rashi and Tosfos is not like the Briskerov. What he's saying, maybe he could go in the Hammam. Rashi and Tosfos unquestionably don't fit with this Briskerov. The Priskerov wants to say that maybe it's like this. If you hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, then Taka, you don't need Ritzitzitz. B'Tzibur, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. But if you hold Tumah D'Chuyah B'Tzibur, then maybe you need Ritzitzitz even B'Tzibur. This is Yossi you were asking last week. Maybe you need Ritzitzitz by Tzibur. So the Priskerov wants to say, well, maybe if you hold Tumah D'Chuyah B'Tzibur, then you Taka need Ritzitzitz, not just on a tumah that happened be yochid, but even on a tumah tzibur, you would need ritzitzitz. That's the Briskerov suggesting. He's saying, oy bazoi, maybe the Ziknei Dorim hold, not maybe, he holds, that the Ziknei Dorim hold tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur. And therefore, you always need ritzitzitz. So basically what they're saying is, ritzitzitz works b'tzibur, l'chatchila, maybe it should work be yochid b'dievet. So it's not like they're throwing in, they're making a new concoction, they're making a new recipe. Oh, you know what? There's such a thing called Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. By Yochid, we're going to throw in a Ritzitzitz, we'll stir it into the pot, and maybe we'll get a B'dievet result like we get by Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. That sounds like where you're coming from, China. Shaychus, right? So according to the Briskerov, it's a little more in the parasha, because the idea is, the Ziknei Dorim Hol Tumah D'Chuyah B'Tzibur. So therefore, even B'tzibur, you have a problem without the tzitz. The tzitz comes and z'maratza. It happens to be that when the two join forces, the tzibur and the tzitz, it's even a katchila. Comes the Ziknei Dorim and say, since you still have ritzitzitz, even b'yochid. Right? Since you have ritzitzitz, even b'yochid. See, even though it's not mutter to do avoida, right? It's not mutter to do avoida, but it's enough to say that it should be kosher. That's basically how the Brisk Rav wants to learn. So first of all, Rashi and Tosfos Zichut don't learn like that. He's not can't be going with Rashi and Tosfos. Because Rashi and Tosfos both say clear, black and white, that B'tzibur, it works, Al Stumad Hutra B'tzibur, B'yochid, with the tzitz, should be like the tzibur without the tzitz. Not the tzibur needs tzitz. Tzibur doesn't need tzitz. The Ziknei Dorim are saying, well, maybe the yochid with should be equal to the tzibur. And there's a critical reason why they're saying that. The critical reason why they're saying that is, as we explained last week by Riches, because the same pasuk that tells you that a tummy is not allowed to do avodah says chil. So the Ziknei Dorim are really upkishlogan from the pasuk. Because the pasuk says that you're not allowed to do avodah b'tumah, and we learn out chilul kachim from the same parsha where the Torah said you're not allowed to do avodah. The Torah said if you do it, you're mechala. So what Ziknei Dorim is saying doesn't work, because you can't tell me in one sentence that you're not allowed to do avodah, but it's not mechala, because that doesn't work with the pasuk. The only etzah we could say is, you know what, b'tzibur taket works. And when the Torah said that's machal avoida biyochid, that's only without the tzitz. But with the tzitz, so that's why we're throwing tzitz into the concoction. Because without throwing the tzitz into the concoction, we have the original problem of pasuk which says klorat is chil avoid. There's a very big difference.
Why?
By tzibur, dechuya umuta umitzvah kovet, and by yochid you chayv kovet. I think that's a pretty big chiluk to me.
Why is it, if it's
dechuya
by both,
and the tzitz
helps,
it would
be
dechuya. But this is dechuya and muta. Kilayim and tzitz is muta, right? Somebody that wears shatnas without tzitzis. What? It's awesome. What's the hope between the two? It's dechuya anyway. Yeah, but this is dechuya and muta, right?
No, but it's
time. I'm talking about shatnas and tzitzis. So it's dechuya and muta. So tumut dechuya b'tzibur means you're allowed to do it b'tzibur. There's a lav of not doing avoid the b'tumah. That applies to a yochid. So what's the difference? The tzitzis is only mara. That's what you just said. The tzitzis is only mara. So that it's not mechulul.
Oh, but he's still chayav.
Of course. Let's get this straight. The Brisk Rav is not saying that Ritzei Tzitz is part of the heter of Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur. The Brisk Rav is just saying that if it's Dechuya, what does that mean? That means, okay, let me clarify something, because I think there's two issues here. One issue is the heter to do Avodah. The other is that the Metzius of Tumah is Mechalel Avodah. So what the Brisk Rav L'Chayr is saying is like this. If you hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, it's as though there's no Metzius of Tumah. It's Hutra. The whole thing doesn't apply. Lagabi this, it's like there's no Isser Tumah. So then you don't need Ritzei Tzitz. But if you hold Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur, that means there's a Heter to do it. But the Tumah is here. So how is the carbon kosher? There it is, Ritzei Tzitz. Instead, that's the Nekuda. So that's how the Brisk Rav is learning. But that really emphasizes the problem that we have here, which is that even the Brisk Rav is masking that the Ritzei Tzitz B'Yochid doesn't allow you to do Avodah. Can't allow you to do Avodah. So how in the world could we make an equation between the Ritzei Tzitz, even B'Tzibur, even if you're going to tell me B'Tzibur, you need to come out the Ritzei Tzitz, I understand, but that's layered on top of the fact that the Torah said it's okay what you're doing. So there's Ritzvi. But here, the Torah never gave me a heter. The Torah never gave me a heter b'chlal. It's very, very strange. If anything, Be'etzem, the Brisk Rav, is complicating it. He's making the kitchen work easier, the cook work here, because we're not totally coming from a new place. Ritzei Tzitz is already being used by Tzibur. So Ziknei Dorim are bringing the same. In that way, from a mechanical standpoint, the Priskov makes it a little better. But in a way, Priskov is making it shverer. Because once we say that Sibur also means Ritzitzitz, right? One could arguably say that by Yochid, there shouldn't be Ritzitzitz at all. Because the Torah is only Mechadish Ritzitzitz, but Mokum, it's Mutter to do Avoida. Where you have a heter to do avoid either carbon seabor, carbon yachalak of all his man, ritzitzitz. You still need ritzitzitz, and that's how you use it. See, if you don't look like the brisker of, it's very geschmack. The pasuk of tzitz has to be talking about yachid. Because seabor doesn't need ritzitzitz. You follow what I'm saying? So when the Torah says, v'no sa'arin avoin ha'kodshim, it has to be talking about a yachid. Because seabor doesn't need ritzitzitz. So in a way, by the brisker of extending ritzitzitz to carbon yachid, to carbon tzibur, he makes the Ziknei Dorm's conclusion even more difficult in a way. Because now we ask the Ziknei Dorm, we have a big question on you. Ritzitzitz works by tzibur. That's because the chuya, it's allowed to be done. Ritzitzitz helps. Mashengen yachid, verzot. You have Rav Kivega. Reb Kivager, if you remember, Reb Kivager asked a big kasha on the whole perek when we started the perek a long time ago. Reb Kivager asked, why did the Gemara need psukim for chil avoda by all the psule kach? Yovid leimahani. We had that Reb Kivager at the beginning of the perek. Everybody got involved with that. All the achronim to try to answer Reb Kivager. Reb Kivager starts the perek because the Gemara for each one, the Gemara brings two yayin. How do we know he's not allowed to do avoid? How do we know he's machal avoid? Each one was two steps. How do you know you're not allowed to do it? How do you know you're machal avoid? Frekab kivegal. If you hold kumos or machmon of somebody avoid mahani, anytime you do an aveda, it makes it possible. But the event. Why do I ever need psukim to say machal avoid? Azam kivegal's kasha. Right. So the emes is that there's a tremendous nafkamina. You could say that when does ritzitzitz work? Ritzitzitz works where there's no Yovid Lemahani. Yeah, like Tzibur. By Tzibur, at least, we don't have any Yovid Lemahani. We just have Tumah. And the Torah said Tumut Rebetzibur, Tumut Chuyah Betzibur. Okay, so there, Ritzitzitz works. Or Korban Yochid HaKavul Eizman. But why would we even apply that to Yochid? That's what I'm saying. So I'm saying, in a way, the Priskov makes it better. But in a way, the Priskov makes it worse. Because once we're saying that ritzitzitz is used where you're allowed to do an avodah, who bichlal makes you balabos to apply it where you're not allowed to do avodah? I mean, the whole ritzitzitz is strange according to the Ziknei Dorm. You chayiv misa, and there's ritzitzitz. There was the Torah said to koyin oivin is chayiv misa, but the korban has a ritzitzitz. It's a strange thing. Again, the Torah says it, but it's a strange thing. If you learn like the brisker of, you don't have to even say that. You could just say, the Torah said ritzitzitz. Were you allowed to do that avoda? We now do avoda. The Torah didn't say ritzitzitz. He's saying that if you hold tumah dechuya betzibur, then you always need ritzitzitz. Because it's not hutra. It's dechuya. So then what the Torah basically did was the Torah said like this. You're allowed to do the avoda. It is tumah. It's the tumah gets pushed off, and the tzitz compensates. Tzitz is magatz. I'm just saying, if you learn that way, then it would be much harder to entertain. Much harder to entertain. So the question is, how do we get out of this problem? And additionally, we were struggling last week on the whole idea of Tumut Rebetzibur. Rabbi Chanan Taka asks the Kash a little differently. He asks on the Ziknei Dorm, according to the Brisker Rav, it's a bomb Kash. Because we brought down the Rambam last week. The Rambam seems to say that the whole din of Tumut Rebetzibur is because it's Kavu Zman, because it has a set time. Right? It's not really Al Sibur. It's Kavu Zman. The Rambam says it beferish that every carbon sibur is Kavu Zman, and Lefikach says the Rambam, it's Teichetumah. Carbon Yochad HaKavu Zman, is also Doichetu. Right? So there's really no difference. It's all Toli and Kavu's man. It's only Toli and Kavu's man. So stop. Number one, according to the Rambam, why do you ever need? Why do we have a limud of Ishnit Chimneatibut? And the Rambam brings that pasuk. According to the Rambam, you should never need it. It's always Toli and Kavu's man. It's Mayadah. It's learned out of Mayadah. So Rabbi Chanan asked the Kasha this way. He says, I don't know, he's learning like the Brisker Rav, that the Ziknei Dorim are going to Meduchuyah B'tzibur. Okay? Which obviously, it makes somewhat better to say Tumaduchuyah B'tzibur anyway, forget to read this piece, because then at least there's an analogy from two places that have a Nisr Tumah. In other words, if you learn Tumaduchuyah B'tzibur, then Ziknei Dorim Hamam is coming from nowhere. They're coming from somewhere where it's mutter completely to a place where it's also completely. There's no, what's a shaykhus? Forgetting the Brisker Rav reads its system. Just stam. To learn the Ziknei Dorim all too much B'tzibur would be very difficult. Because then, where they're coming from. Right? So, the Rabbi Chanan is taking on that the Ziknei Dorim all too much B'tzibur. So that he takes on that if too much B'tzibur, then that means there's no Milo to Tzibur. It's only Kavu Zman is the active ingredient of what makes Dechia. Right? It's all Kavu Zman. He says, so what's the Knei Dorim talking about? Meratze B'tzibur. It's not the Meratze B'tzibur. It's Tolian Kavu Zman. It's only Tolian Kavu Zman. You're learning Yochid from Tzibur, right? How does that do with Yochid and Tzibur? If you have a Tzibur, it's not Kavu Zman, it's not Dechia. For the yochid, that's kavu zman. It is doicha. A 100%. But right now we're dealing with ziknei dorim. Because tumah dechuya b'tzibur, according to the Rambam, he got over that strangeness. The Rambam said that stam korban tzibur is kavu zman lefikoch doicha. So according to the Rambam, the code when the Gemara says korban tzibur just means to extract that it's kavu zman. But the ziknei dorim. The Ziknei Dorim are talking about a Korban Yochid. It would make much more sense for them to say, they make it complicated by calling it Tzibur. They're trying to apply, they wouldn't need their Mitoich. They're saying, since we find Tumotra B'Tzibur, maybe B'Dievet it doesn't passel. They should just say very simple. Since Kavu Zman by Yochid doesn't passel. Oh, we spoke about this last week. You were here last week. The Rechaim HaKadosh says, Hagufa. The Rechaim HaKadosh says, that was the time of Mishol and Al-Safa when they said, Lomani Gora. Right? When they came to Moshe and said, why aren't we allowed to bring the Korban Pesach? What was their time? What, they Hamaratzim? They weren't Hamaratzim. Teretz says, they time is the Korban Yochid. Hakavu Leizman. They didn't. Nobody said no. They probably came to the Beis HaMikdash and the Kohen said, oops, you told me. So they went, what do you mean? So Moshe is the Pesach. So they came to Moshe, Moshe Paskin. Good Kasha. Obviously, there was a Pashas Pesach Sheni lingering. Not so Pashas. It was Zoycha V'nit Nal Yedem, the way everybody learns. What's Pshat, the whole, that's not the real topic for today, but what's Pshat Zochu V'nit Nal Yedem? Ruya, well, if they wouldn't have come, we wouldn't have Pashas Pesach Sheni. Teretz Zavadah was there, and Moshe knew about it. But there was a Hashgoche that it should be set over in their merit. Right? That's what the Gemara says. It means, if they wouldn't have come to Moshe, they wouldn't have been Pashas Pesach Sheni, it would have been one anyway. But it was destined that they should be the ones that it should come through Bikush, right? That's how they explain the Achronim. Loma Nigara, you say you don't want to lose the Eibush Gizi Pesach Sheni. Whatever the idea is. But the Gemara says, Ruya Pesach Sheni Shetinas Al Yidei Moshe. The day was Zoyche, then it was this Galgal Al Yidei. But anyway, Al Koponim, Arachama Kodesh learns that was talking to Loma Nigara. Not only that, I'll tell you how Rabbi Chanan Lamaisa learns. This I didn't see in Rabbi Chanan. The Tal Yisrael says it's B'Shem Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan, he actually had a very interesting pshat. Rabbi Chanan wanted to say that they taka were right. They should have brought the carbon Pesach. Right? Because it's a carbon yachid. Hakavul is man. They should have been able to bring the carbon Pesach. It's a different issue. The issue is that the only reason why they got pushed off is because since there's Pesach Sheni, so it's not Kavul Eizman. He's chak. In other words, if not for the Parshas Pesach Sheni, then a Yochid will be able to bring Korban Pesach Rishon because it's Kavul Eizman. And Memela, and that's what I'm saying, they would have kept quiet. That's what Yossi's saying. That's not the case. Then Moshe would have told them. It was this Galgal Yidin. That's not the point is, how do we put this Humpty Dumpty puzzle together? Is that Einach Anami? Korban Yochid Kavul Eizman is Deicha Tumah. And that's the whole reason why Tzibur is Deicha. Tzibur is Deicha, Yochid is Deicha. It's all one thing. I, Pesach Sheni, Ein Echanami. Pesach Sheni was introduced for Yochid. And the Pesach Taka says, Ish Nitche Vein Tzibur Nitche. That means, if the Tzibur would have the opportunity to do Pesach Sheni, they wouldn't be able to bring Pesach Rishon either. Because it wouldn't be Kavu Zman for them either. But since there's Aloch, that the Tzibur doesn't get pushed Pesach Sheni, which means that the Tzibur only has one opportunity to bring up Pesach, Rishon. The middle is Kavu Zman. That itself makes it Kavu Zman. It's Kavu Zman because Pesach Sheni was only introduced to a Yochid. So therefore, for a Yochid, Korban Pesach Dachnish Kavu Zman. It's other das, other das. Mashen came for a Tzibur, it's only this. So it's not a Kavu Zman. That's how Rabbi Chanan learns. Not necessarily, no. Because the Rambam seems to be using this Ish Nitche Vein Tzibur Nitche to tell you too much about Tzibur. Not Kavu Zman. But he's explaining too much about Tzibur as a policy. He learns out of that pasuk, which is strange, because he starts off saying it's Kavu Zman. Anyway. No, no matter how you learn Pesach Sheni, once you learn that Pesach Sheni is an option, doesn't have to be attached. It's an option. This Korban Pesach doesn't only have one time that it could be brought, it has two times that it could be brought. Whether it's Al Tzeregel B'fnei Atzmai, whether it's Tashlumin, it has two times you could bring it. So therefore it doesn't have to be. When did the Torah say Kavu Zman, it's only going to be Over Zmane Bakal Korbana? That's when the Torah says you go and do it Betumin. That's all. There's an option. Once there's another option, the Torah doesn't, now it's like Ein Kavul Eizman. Rabbi Yehuda Malan is a different spin to try to explain it, but along the same lines, where the emphasis is Kavu Eizman. But again, we have this problem that it seems to be Kavu Eizman, and yet from our sugya, from the Rambam himself, was mashma, there's an Indian Tzibur, Ein Tzibur Nitche. So I think Rabbi's side is the explanation here. To understand really everything about the Ziknei Dorim, and also to understand the within the parsha of Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, the chiluk between Tzibur and Yochid and the Rambam, is we have to understand like this: Tumah is very unique. Tumah has two separate elements. Tumah has two elements. Tumah has it's different than other psulim, other isurim. Okay, we had many years ago already discussed the beginning of Kachim, that the Stiras HaRambam and the Stiras HaRaivit about Sofik Deraisa L'Chumr. The Rambam had a sheet in Gan Shas, Sofik Deraisa L'Chumr is only Midrabona. The Rashba and the other Rishonim hold Sofik Deraisa L'Chumr Menat Torah. Right? So we went in Meseches Krisis, we went into the cases where even the Rambam would agree Sofik Deraisa L'Chumr is Midrabona L'Chumr. But the Rambam's general shita is that Sofik Deraisa L'Chumr is only Midrabonin, and that's why there's a famous Shaila in Achronim, if I have a Sofik, if I benched, and you know for sure that you did not bench, I can't be Moitzi you. If you hold it's only Midrabonin, I'm Chayiv Derabonin, you're Chayiv Deraisa. If you hold Sofik Deraisa L'Chumr is Midrabonin L'Chumr, so I could be Moitzi you, because we're both on the same darga. That's the Prichodesh. Kivega makes a distinction. He says that even if you're Sofik Deraisa L'Chumr is Vat Medaraisa, it's still different. It's still a Sofik. There's a Mishnah Rosh Hashanah is mashma like the Rambam. I spent a lot of time with the Talmidim on this sugi because Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says that a Tumtum can't even be Moiti another Tumtum in Tekiah Shofar because he may be a woman. and the other tumtum may be a man. So I asked the kasha, according to Pri Chodesh, so the Achronim ask that two tumtums should be able to be moitzi each other, mikach svek sveka. Because Ruvain the tumtum may be a zocher, which case he could be moitzi Shimon the tumtum. And even if Ruvain is in a cave, it could be Shimon's also in a cave. So mikach svek sveka. That's Shagas Arias kasha. Yeah? But I asked the Talmidim better. I said, the tumtum should be able to be moitzi avada Yisroel, avada zocher. So with the Reis al Chumra. I understand, but some of the Reis al Chumra means that Sofik Midarais makes that I'm Chayiv in Tekiyah Shofar. So now I'm Chayiv. That's the whole point of the Pri Chodesh. So Lamais, if this Tumtum comes, at that moment when he's a Sofik, he's Chayiv Midarais. Just like he could bench for you, and 20 minutes later his wife is going to tell him, sweetie, I saw you bench. So now it comes out that benching was a chayv, but you still might see the other guy. Why? Because at the time that I benched for you, I was chayv with the rice of the bench. So the prichadosh also I could be moitzi. So the question is, taking the prichadosh's logic, so the tumtum should be exactly the same. Why can't the tumtum blow shayfa for the zocha? It's over the rice of the chumra. It was bothering me. It was mind boggling that Reb Kivega didn't use this as a raya against the prichadosh. It's a mishnah before reshes. Okay. The bottom line is that's the Rambam Shita. The Ravid, the Rambam says it in two main places. He says it in a couple of places, two main places. One is in Kilayim. He says, anytime you have a Suffolk that arises, it's Midrabbonon. And another place in Ovis HaTumah. That Suffolk Tumah doesn't exist Midrabbonon. It's not like it's like Torah. In Hilchos Kilayim, the Ravid, it's a Ravid that you have to frame. The Ravid says, Omar Avron Emes Uzeh. Very rare in Asog, it's a Ravid. He gives us Askome, Emes Uzeh. It's true. So it's only Midrabbonim. In Hilchos Avos HaTumah, in Perek Tes, the Rambam in Kilayim is Perek Yud Halacha, where is it? Should be Halacha Yud Beis. Yeah. And then the Rambam is in Hilchos Tumas Meis, Perek Tes. Over there, the Rambam says that Kol HaSfeikas HaTumah is only Midrabbonim. Comes the Ravid. The Ravid says, "Narishkeit, Sofik the Reise." He says, "Arei behed yomu bekama mekaymes b'shas Sofik the Reise l'chumra." Very unclear. First of all, he's contradicting himself. In Hilchos Kilayim, he agrees with the Rambam. In Hilchos Avos HaTumah, he argues with the Rambam. That's number one. Number two, the Ravid is giving a reason that the Rambam agrees with. He says, how could you tell me Sofik Darais is Midarais or Lekula? It says all over Shah Sofik Darais or Lechumra. That's the Rabbanan. That din is the Rabbanan. So exactly like you, Ravid yourself, said in Hilchos Kilayim. Emes was there. That what? That the din, Sofik Darais or Lechumra, is the Rabbanan. And in Hilchos Avos HaTumah, he comes and he says, I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. So obviously we have to say there's a difference between these two cases. So if Shimon Shkop, Zatzal, said a beautiful pshat, I heard this from Rav David Lifshitz, Zecher Tzadik Levroch, he was a Talmud of Rav Shimon. He said like this, he said that the Rambam in Hilchos Kilayim is just saying that the din l'chumra is only midrabbana. The Ravid agrees with that. You have a Sofik deraisa, midraisa l'hokol, midrabbana you have to be machmir. Why do you have to be machmir midrabbana? Because Rabbanim were worried that maybe there's a Kilayim in. The Torah said, you don't have to worry. But the Rabbanim said, yeah, but maybe there is Kilayim in. But that's all assuming that the din of Sofik Darais and Lohokal is not a Vadai. It just means you don't have to worry. If it's Kilayim, it's Kilayim. But you don't have to worry. Just like if you go after Chazok. If the Chazok is wrong, so you may, Lamai, say you had the Yisr. Okay, you're not over. But you did the aver. But if you learn something the rice and lohakal is, it doesn't exist. That's a whole different thing. Then there'll be no reason to go to chumra even with the rabbanon. If the Torah basically said something the rice is mutter, doesn't exist. We only the isurim are only ones that are known. What unknown isurim are permitted, like tumas atahim, it's gone. Yeah. If that's the case, then there'd be no reason for the rabbanon to be machmir. Says Rav Shimon Shkop, Tumah is a Metzias. Isser is secondary. First of Metzias. The Rambam makes a statement in Ovas HaTumah. Safek Tumah doesn't exist. That means the Rambam is basically saying that Safek Derais and Lohakol is not just, you don't have to worry. It doesn't exist. Because Tumah is a Metzias. He says, if it doesn't exist, then why is it in Safek Derais and Lohumra? That's how Shimon learned. When the Ravid comes, he says, and he's masik on the Rambam in Ovas HaTumah, it's not because he's arguing with Halacha of Safek Derayse L'chumra is Midrabanan. But he holds, Safek is a Safek. Midrayse, you don't have to worry. Midrabanan, you do have to worry. That what? That maybe. There's an issue here. But the Rambam in Ovas HaTumah is saying, there isn't anything here. If there's nothing here, then why did they ever say Safek Derayse L'chumra? It's a beautiful pshat. That's the way Rav Shimon taished up the Rambam. Tumah is a Metzias. Besides the Isser, it's a Metzias. So now, in our sugya, we're dealing with two issues. One issue is the Isser Tumah. Whatever Tumah, the status of Tumah creates consequential Isurim. Kohen can't do Avodah, you can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, you can't eat Kach. There's a whole array of consequential Isurim because of Tumah. Okay, so Tumah is unique in that way. It's primarily a Metzias. And once the Metzias is Chal, now it has consequences. And those are the consequences we're dealing with in our sugya. Okay? Now, Ritzitzitz. Let's first go to Ritzitzitz for a moment. What is Ritzitzitz doing? Ritzitzitz, there's two ways to look at Ritzitzitz. One is that Ritzitzitz is meratze on what? The consequence of the tumah or the issur of the tumah? This is what I'm going to get to. Is it the consequence of the tumah? Because one of the consequences of the tumah is that it's not meratze. You understand? One of the consequences of tumah is it's not meratze. There's a consequence of tumah you can't do avoid it when you're tumah. There's a consequence of tumah you can't do zrikah. You can't come into the migdash. You can't eat the korban. And it's not meratze. Now the tzitz comes. There's two ways to understand what the tzitz does. One is that the tzitz is meratze, the consequence of the tumah of the chefze. The other way to learn is no. The tzitz is meratze, partially, the isur of the tumah. Why would you say that? It's not mistava to learn like that. Why would you say it's meratze, the isur? The reason to say that is it depends on what's the chilul avoida. Is the chilul avoida because only of the consequence of the tumah? Then we could say the ritzi is only on the consequence. But if the chilul avoida is noiveya, right, from the iser, that's chal, from that tumah. In other words, why is the avoida mechul? Because since you're not allowed to do avoida when you're tamei, so now if you do avoida when you're tamei, you're mechal avoida. In other words, the Isser is what's contributing to the Chilul Avodah. If the Isser is what's contributing to the Chilul Avodah, not the consequence of the Tumah, but the Isser itself, then the only way for the Tzitz to be Meratzeh is it has to go again. Whatever's causing the lack of Ritzui is where the Tzitz has to jump in. The Tzitz can't jump in at a later spot to take care of a problem that's nothing to do with that. You understand? So, if the reason why it's not meratz is because there's tumah here, that tzitz could be meratz on the tumah. If the reason there's a problem here is because there's an iser tumah that was done, then the tzitz has to go there. The tzitz has to go how far back where the problem has begun to undo the ritzui. That's where the tzitz has to go and patch it up. Whatever it does, patch it up. Has to do something. It can't make the guy Torah, but it could say, the tzitz could say, we are being maratz on the isur of doing avoida betumah. Right? Which means, exactly, it could be. That's what the tzitz has to do. The tzitz has to go to that spot. Now, the ziknei dorim hold, that the chilul avoida that's chal from tumah, always, the chilul avoida is neveya from the iser of doing avoid the betum. That's what creates the chilul avoid. Period. That's what creates the chilul avoid. Now, The raya that they have to that is quite opposite. They hold tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur, which means that the tumah is here, like we said from the Rambam. It either is or it isn't. It is here. The tumah is here. The tumah is here. Elamai. So if the tumah is here b'tzibur, so how is it? How are you able to? How is the korban good? This is sestira. How is the korban good? Teretz is the korban is good because the isur tumah is nitcha. So even though the tumah is not netche, the tumah is here in its full glory, the tumah betzibur is here in all of its beauty, still somehow the korban is good. Is mukrach that the chilul avoida that's chal on the korban is not because of the consequence of the tumah. Because if that would be the case, if the Torah wanted to be matar betzibur, the Torah would have removed the tumah, would have made a hutra betzibur. Tumah is not here. Torah didn't do that. The Ziknei Dorim are agreeing. It's Tumah D'chuyah B'tzibur. And that I hold as Pashat. If the Ziknei Dorim held Hutra B'tzibur, they wouldn't make any sense what they're saying. Because then they're mamish applying Lakshin and Barsht. Tumah is here. Even B'tzibur, the Tumah is here. But yet the Torah said the Korban is kosher. The only way to explain that is that the Chilul Avoida is not Noiveya from the Metzias of the Tumah, but rather from the Isa. And once the Torah now said that it's nidcha, right? That the tumah is d'chuyah b'tzibur, and therefore no iser, there's no iser for the person to do avodah b'tumah, or it's nidcha the iser for the person to do avodah b'tzibur. Memela, the korban could be meraz. Adrabba, I would say without the ritzitzitz. You don't even need ritzitzitz. But that's what the Torah did. Once we say that, then now we have a whole different cook. Now we have something to talk about by Yochetu. Because if the Chil Avoida is Neveya from the Metzius of the Tumah, so we have nothing to talk about. It's nothing to talk about. Because Metzius Tumah we know exists. There's nothing to talk about. By Yochet, the Metzius Tumah Zich exists. By Tumah Sibah, you could say there's a concept Kilu, it's not, there's no Tumah. By Yochet, the Zich exists. Nothing to talk about. But once we're ready to accept that it's not that way, that the tumah is not the obstacle. What is the obstacle? It's the iser. And that iser creates some kind of chilul avoda. So now, it's possible for there to be a ritzui in conjunction with the tumah. That's what we're learning from Tzibur. What we're learning from Tzibur is that you can have the metzias of tumah, and in conjunction with the metzias of tumah, you can have no chilul avoda. That's what we're learning from Tzibur. That is the Malamed of Tzibur. That's the Mitoich of the Malamed of Tzibur. Now, we know that the Torah was Megala, that there's something called Ritzitzitz. What's the Ritzitzitz? Zok the Ziknei Dorim, Avoyna Kotchim. It's Meratzad Avoyna Kotchim. Zok and Zay, if it's Meratzad Avoyna Kotchim, and that's what's being Mechalal Avoyda. The Avoyna Kotchim is what's being Mechalal Avoyda. How do we know that? Because we see B'tzibur, it's Meratzad. By Tzibur we see it's Meratza, even though by Tzibur the Tumah is there. Still in all, since there's a Din Tumah D'chuyah B'tzibur, and therefore the oven kachim is off. Okay? So now Memela, the carbon becomes kosher. Hu Adin, if there's a Ritzui on that oven. Now, irrelevant of the status of the Kohen Ovid, whether he's going to be Chayav Kores, or he could do Tshuva, or the Tzitz is going to weaken it. The main point is, once there is a ritzui on that ovoin, you're in business. Because it's the ovoin akotchim that creates the psul here. It's not the metzias of the tumah. So what they're learning from Tzibur is only one thing. There are two elements to tumah. There's the metzias of the tumah, and there's the isurim of the tumah. Which is the one that poisons the karma? Which is the one that poisons the karma? Zogin ziknei dorim, we have a raya, that what poisons the carbon is the avoyin hakotchim. And the raya is, tumotra b'tzibur, you have the full tumah in all of its glory, and still, the carbon is kosher. Because they're missing an avoyin hakotchim. In the mele, the ritzit sits, which is also meratza on the avoyin hakotchim, right? To whatever degree, whether you hold like the chazanish, or you don't like the chazanish, whether the old Kohen that did the avoid at the end of the day is going to be taken to account in Shemayim, But the bottom line is that avoin, how it affected the korban. The Torah says, the noso avoin es avoin hakodshim. Aaron HaKohen is meratzah on that avoin. That avoin, that chet, he's meratzah on. Once he's meratzah on the Yisro Tumeh, legabi this korban. So now, what's bothering us? What's left? This metzias of Tumeh. Metzias of Tumeh is not what passes the korban. And the raya is from korban tzi. And the beauty of learning this way is that the analogy is perfect. The analogy is perfect. The analogy from Yochet to Tzibur is perfect. Because all we're learning from the Tzibur is one thing. And that is that it's not the Metzias HaTumah that's being Mechal the Avoida. It's the Avoin Avoida that's being Mechal the Avoida. And if you once you learn that way, Memela is moving Ayyadei Kach. Now we can understand also why we needed two Mutra B'tzibur. The Chuya, now I'm going to tell you if I count the votes. The Chuya is only as much as Negeya to the Issa, right? But Negeya to Achilas Kotchim, the Chuya is not going to help you. In other words, normally Tumut Chuya B'tzibur, you're not allowed to eat the meat. It's because the whole din of Tumut B'tzibur is only Lagabi the Isser of doing the Avoida. The Tumah is in its full glory. So when somebody, when the Yochid comes to eat the meat, it's not allowed to eat the meat of a kol. Right? Even if it was Tumah Utra B'tzimu. Right? Tumah Utra B'tzimu. So what's the pshat by Korban Pesach? Shebo B'tumah is Nechal B'tumah. What's pshat over there? What's pshat Nechal B'tumah? What's pshat it's Nechal B'tumah? The teretz is that's what the Rambam is saying. That din is utra. That you need a separate tzibur halacha. That never applies to a yoch. That was a new thing that was learned out by Korban tzibur. That the not the issur tumah, the consequence of the issur was utra. That you never have by yoch. Even yoch akavu zman doesn't have that. So when the Rambam starts off the perek, he's talking about the din, the issurei tumah. The Isurei Tumah are always the Chuya. And Basai by Tzibu, Sai by Yochid, and it's always Kavua's man, which is the Nakuda. And when the Rambam gets to the Parsha of Achilas Psachim, there we have to introduce a new Parsha. And that's Taka Parsha, which the Torah gave a new Heter by Tzibu to eat the Pesach Petumah. That has nothing to do with what we learn out normally from Tumah the Chuya.
So, because
Rambam's very good.
The law of the Torah was very good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, we'll stop here. Rabbi say next week we're going to send out a mailing because I'm sure some people are going to be away, but I want to learn. So maybe we'll make a zman to learn together in conference. So wherever you are, we can. Chaparayim. Agud kibensi.
What do you mean the pasuk by Mamzer, by Safek Mamzer, that it's Mutter? According to Rambam, Safek.
That's where he learns it from. He learns it from Safek Mamzer.
So why do you need a pasuk?
No, he learns from Safek Mamzer. That's a binyanav. That everywhere else.
Okay.
So the Rashi,